following message was recorded live from Crossroads Church, a grace-centered community in Central Alberta, Canada.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome here to Crossroads today. This is a great day to be here in church. This is our baptism Sunday, and already in the first service we had, 15, 17 people being baptized. It was a great encouragement to all of us here, and you'll be encouraged today. I guarantee you that. I want to take a moment before we get into the rest of the service and the baptisms to just explain a little bit about what we do and why we do it. Baptisms over the last few years have occurred on different Sundays of the year here, but primarily on Palm Sunday, which is actually not a coincidence, because we do baptisms on Palm Sunday because baptism has everything to do with the Easter week, especially the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So let me just explain a bit about that. So when you watch these people today going down in the water and coming up, you know what's going on and what they're saying by being baptized in front of all of us here. You might have friends that are being baptized or family, so just let me tell you what they're actually doing. You know, way back when Jesus was here, he came as God's son to actually die. Most of us are born to live. We want to live. He came to die. And when he died on a Roman cross just over 2,000 years ago, the Bible says that he died for our sins. You know, sin is what alienates us, separates us from God. You may not have thought much about that before, but sin is kind of living as though God didn't exist, just doing your own thing. Not giving any thought to God or his ways. And that actually separates us from our Creator. God created us to have a relationship with him. And you can tell the separation is there sometimes when you recognize brokenness on the inside. Sometimes we're pretty good at masking that and covering it up. But when we're gut honest, we know that we're actually broken people. It plays out in relationships. It plays out in addictive behavior. It plays out in all sorts of ways. Brokenness. Sometimes that alienation from God also shows up in that deep sense inside that, you know what, there's just something missing. I just can't find it. I can never just get it right. And we become people that for a whole life are searching for life. I mean, real life. And we look for it here and here and here, but nothing actually delivers the way we think it will, and we always end up empty. And that's because we were made to have relationship with our Creator. We've been alienated from him. And when Jesus died on the cross, you know what he did? He took all of our past, all of our sin, and God piled it on Jesus. And Jesus paid our penalty. The sin that we committed, he paid for. God presented Jesus as a substitute for me and as a substitute for you. And you know what? He was satisfied with what Jesus did, and he proved that when he raised Jesus from the dead 3 days later. And the great news that we have today is that Jesus Christ is alive, and he's well. And he offers to anybody that wants it forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And these people that you're seeing baptized today, they're Christians, followers of Jesus. They've actually believed that Jesus died for their sins, and they've acted on that. And they're publicly declaring that to all of us that are here today. It's a wonderful thing, baptism. It's symbolic because they go down in the water. You'll see in a few minutes, and they come back up. What's that all about? Well, it's saying that I am dying to my old way of life, my thing, my way of doing life. And I'm burying that, and I'm being raised up to new life, because from this point on, it's like a line in the sand baptism. From this point on, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ. They're declaring, going down and coming up, that their sins have been forgiven, all of them. Now, if you go down really deep, if they go down really deep, you'll know they're big sinners, but if you just, that's not true at all. I just wanted to make sure you were still here, but, you know, that's what they're declaring. That they're Christians and that God has forgiven their sins and that their purpose in life is to follow him now. They're not perfect people anymore than you and I are. They don't even know all that it means to follow Jesus. But what they are declaring is that as we learn what it means to do life with Jesus, we'll put it into practice. And you'll notice that when they're baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why do we say that? Well, because we believe God is one, but in three persons. So there's the Father, there's the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And we're actually calling on Him when we're baptized for help to live out this new life that we've embraced in Jesus. Can I tell you how to become a Christian? How they actually got to the point where they're Christian and are actually being baptized? In the New Testament, as I read the Bible, there's generally three things that go together when a person actually becomes Christian. Three words. There's repent or repentance, and belief or trust, and baptism. Those three things always go together when somebody becomes a Christian. Repent means that they by an act of the will, they completely turn their life around. They begin to follow Jesus. They make a decision that they're going to stop doing their own thing, and they're actually going to live their life now following Jesus. That's repentance. It's an act of the will. I choose to stop doing my own thing and begin to follow Jesus. And then the word believe means trust. They actually simply trust that when Jesus died on the cross, everything that was necessary for their sins to be forgiven was done for them. So they're not, you don't try and be good. You don't try and go to church enough or give enough money. You simply trust Jesus personally. Then the word baptize. That's the public expression of what's actually gone on in the heart where I've trusted Christ. I'm publicly declaring that I'm today a follower of Jesus Christ. Baptism was a normative part of becoming a Christian in the New Testament. When someone asked Peter in the New Testament, who was an early follower of Jesus, what it meant to get connected personally with Jesus, he said, repent, he talked about believe, and he said, be baptized. So that's what's happening today. These people have repented, believed in Jesus, and now they're being baptized. I guess the starting point in the whole deal, it's a matter of personal dealing with Jesus. It's you asking Him for forgiveness of sins and eternal life and telling Him that you want to follow Him. You know, we all start somewhere, and you don't have to know a lot. You simply have to know that Jesus died for your sins, and if you ask Him, He'll forgive you. He'll come into your life. He'll lead you in a whole new way of living. Just ask. Is that simple enough? I love it because anybody can get in on this. Not just the intellects or the smart people. People like me can get in. Even children can get in on this. Because you simply have to ask, trusting that Jesus died for your sins. And I've often, you know, said to people, it's not the right words, it's the right heart. Any prayer will do if you mean it. It could be, Lord Jesus, I don't know how to talk to you, but I ask you to forgive my sin. And I ask you to come into my life. And just help me live a new life. If you mean that from your heart, God will take your word. And he'll change you forever. Now, here's an opportunity that I want to give you today. You may have never become a Christian, but you'd like to be. You can simply ask Jesus right now, any way you can in your heart, you can say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sin. Please make me a new person. And I'll tell you what, it seems like a simple step. It'll change your whole life if you mean it. And if you trust Him. And then I would suggest to you that you get baptized today too. Let's just seal the deal. Let's draw a line in the sand and get baptized. And here's how that would work. You could, while we're doing our thing up here and people are being baptized or we're receiving the offering or the band's playing, you could actually walk out, go left right down into the gym. Pastor Sean and a couple other pastors will be there. You could just say to them, you know what? I just asked Jesus into my life and I'd like to be baptized. And they'll figure out how to get you baptized here today, either right now or at 6:30. You might say, well, my family's here. I'd like them to see me baptized right now. You know what? I didn't come prepared. Well, we got some great t-shirts for you. Actually, they're very ugly, but they work. They work. And you could actually get baptized today and we'll figure out how to get you home. Pastor Ken will take you home in his car. Yeah, he's nodding, and he would too. But listen, it's a great day. Maybe you're a believer in Jesus, and you've never taken that first step and publicly declared your faith in Jesus. You could get baptized right now too. The only people we can't take walking on right now are people under 18. because we have to make sure everybody signs off properly on that. So if you're over 18 and would like to be baptized, you go out to the gym, talk to the pastors down there. They'll figure it out with you. We'd be delighted to do that. Sound good? It's a great celebration. So I want you to know, when you see people going down in the water and coming back up, yell, shout, jump up and down, do whatever you want. But there's a celebration in heaven, and there ought to be one here too. This is a great day. You'll see some great people, and you'll be encouraged. So we'll do that in a few minutes. I want to make a couple of announcements for you about this coming up week. And then what we're going to do is we're going to receive an offering. If you're new here, you got to know that every week we just receive an offering. Nobody's obligated. It's a way that we support the work here and a lot of works that we support in Red Deer and Central Alberta. It's also a way of saying when we put our money in the offering bag that goes by that we actually trust in you, God, not just our money, so we're free to give. So we do that, and the band will play while we do that. But this is a great week coming up. Friday, Good Friday, there's two services in this place, 9:30 and 11 right here, for the whole family. So if you're around Good Friday, that'll be a great service. Easter Sunday, there's four services, 9, 11, 4:30, and then 6:30 here on Easter Sunday. It'll be a great Sunday. We have invitations that you can hand out to your friends as you invite them this week. They're at the compass, at the connecting point, on tables as you leave. You know what I do with these things? I throw a bunch in my car. And everywhere I go, whether I'm going to the bank or to, I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Tim Hortons. I can't afford Starbucks. And when I go there or I go to Chapters or a restaurant, I just put them in my pocket. And if when I'm talking to people, I say, you know what, you might want to come. It's going to be a great Sunday. You might hear something that would change your life forever. Why don't you come? I'd love to meet you there. Just why don't you do that? It'd just be great if we packed this place out. So grab these and invite people. One ask of you for Easter Sunday, and that is that you would come to two services and do it this way. One service where you would come and worship and bring a friend maybe. The second service, we could really use your help, because we're going to have a lot of guests and a lot of people. And we still need people to serve at our connecting points out there just to welcome people. We need some people to serve in the parking lot, because you know the way they set this place up, there's one way in and one way out, and Easter Sunday is a good test of how godly we really are. So we could use your help. We could use your help even in the children's area. So if you can help us, at the counter out there called the Compass, there's a couple of ladies there. They'll help you. But there's a book there. If you just put your name and number down so we could begin to organize that for Easter Sunday, we'd really appreciate that. So having said that, I should mention two other things now that I'm thinking about it. Next Steps Reception. After the service today, there's what we call a Next Steps Reception. So if you're new to Crossroads and you want to know how to get connected, what would be my next step in getting connected into the life of this church? It's in the chapel right after the service. There'll be a light luncheon there. Pastor Sean will be talking to us about how to get connected. Or even in your walk, your faith, what's my next step in terms of growing further in my relationship with Jesus? They'll talk about that there too. We'd love to meet you. I'll be there. There'll be others of our staff there. We'd love to meet and hang out and help you figure out what your next steps might be. And you know what? Some of you, this is all new, this whole deal. So I'll make you an offer. On April the 7th, we'll give you dinner here. If you want to know more information about this Jesus thing and Christianity, we're going to have what we call an Alpha Come and See Dinner. Alpha is our Christianity 101 course. It goes for 10 weeks. And on April 7th, 6:30, in our cafe, we have a dinner. We'll talk to you about what the course looks like. And it's just a any question goes kind of course. Who is Jesus? What is the Bible? How to become a Christian? All that's covered. And you can come on April 7th and you can say, you know what, it's really not for me. Or you can say, you know what, I'd love to be a part of that. So just wanted to put that on your radar screen. We'll talk a bit about that next week as well. So let me invite the ushers to come forward. We'll take a moment just to pray and receive our offering. And after that, it's going to be exciting. We'll see a lot of people being baptized following Jesus. Father, today we want to thank you for this wonderful day. And we thank you for all these people that are deciding to draw a line in the sand. And they've trusted you and they want to follow you. And I pray that, Lord, you would help us to celebrate as you do over this great day. As we give our gifts and offerings to you, We thank you, Lord, for all that you've blessed us with. Would you please use them so that your work in this place and around the world can continue to go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.